I lost 55 pounds and gained 15 pounds of muscle using what diet? Well, it wasn't keto, it wasn't intermittent fasting, it wasn't paleo, it wasn't Mediterranean, it wasn't the zone diet, it wasn't HCG, it wasn't carnivore. No, it was called protein first. And so this is actually the very first time I've shared this publicly about protein first and what it is, the strategy I use. And really, to be fair, it's more of a philosophy more than it even is a diet. But if you're curious on a actionable strategy that works whatever season you're in and can work for anybody in your family, like my three-year-old uses this diet, this strategy, this philosophy. So if you like this podcast, make sure that you subscribe to the channel. And if you like more content like this, let me know on either Instagram or you can go follow me on YouTube at Logan Lee Manzanares and give me your feedback. Without further ado, let's dive into today's episode. Welcome to the Everything Goes My Way podcast with your host, Logan Manzanares. I lost 55 pounds using the diet that worked best for me. And that diet was called protein first. And to be fair, it shouldn't even be called a diet. But it's really, really simple. All I do is that every single meal that I eat a protein first. And then I eat whatever the hell I want. Yes, that could be candy, it could be cookies, it could be pasta, it could be bread, it could be pizza. It's whatever I want, as long as I eat my protein first. Now, before I describe a little bit more about protein first, I gotta tell you how this whole thing came to be. Because it came to me when I was laying in a hospital bed with a doctor looking over me with pity as he broke the news to me that at 30 years old, I was now a type 1 diabetic. And I could just tell with that look in his eye that he felt this sadness for me, and he tried to put it on me. He tried to put this like inferiority onto me. And it was in that moment that I had a decision to make. Whether I was going to accept that and feel like a victim, or whether I was going to fight it and say, you know what, this moment is going to be the best thing that's ever happened to me. And that's exactly what I decided, and that's exactly what happened. And so in that moment, I started thinking about all the ways that this could be the best thing that's ever happened to me, and right after that, I started taking action. And I reached out to a high-level nutrition coach, one of the smartest people on the planet, Dr. Kashi, and I asked him to work with me, and I hired him. I spent a lot of money. And then I put in a lot of work and a lot of effort, and I became a human guinea pig, and I just tested things that worked for me, because I knew if it worked for me, it would work for anybody, because my body didn't perform like everybody else's did. And that's how I was able to lose this 55 pounds, and it really all became the basis of this really simple diet called protein first. Now, this diet worked so well, as my family started to see my progress and my journey and how I was eating, they're like, I want to do that, Logan. Like, that looks cool. I can follow that. And so my whole family started adopting this protein first diet. And then there was this one moment where me and my wife, we were getting into an argument because she was like, a protein bar, Logan, that's a protein source. I'm like, Katie, it is not a protein source. And this is where the idea of a tiered protein list came in. And so I developed this tiered protein list that describes exactly not only what is a protein, but a level of the protein from tier 1 to tier 2 to tier 3 to tier 4 to tier 5 to what I call fake proteins. You wanna know what a fake protein is? A fake protein is what is marketed as a protein, but ain't no protein whatsoever. And so when I developed this protein list, it became really easy to define what a protein was. And now not only did I have more clarity on what eating a protein source was with every single meal, but now my family did as well. And so that was the first level of what a protein level is, what a protein source is. The second level is, well, how much protein do I eat? And so a really simple math equation for how much protein you should be eating, it comes down to what is your body weight? So you take your body weight and you want to eat as many grams as you weigh. Really simple, right? So if you weigh 200 pounds, eat 200 grams of protein. If you weigh 150 pounds, eat 150 grams of protein, okay? Really, really simple. And so now that you have your protein list, you have your protein sources at every single meal, now you know how much protein you're eating, the next question is, well, how many calories should you be eating on a daily basis? And so your calories is gonna be really dependent on What is your goals? Like, what season are you in your life? Are you in the season of maintenance where you just want to maintain? Are you in the season where you want to gain? Are you in the season where you want to lose? And then if you are in the season that you want to lose, how fast? So depending on what your answers are to those questions is going to be dependent on how many calories you eat. But let's say that you want to maintain your body weight. So let's say you weigh 200 pounds. A really simple math equation would be take that 200, multiply it by 10, and you're going to eat 2,000 calories, and that's going to put you in a maintenance season. Now, if you want to gain weight, take your body weight at 200 pounds, multiply it by 11, and you'll get anything above that, you're going to be in a gaining phase. Now, if you want to lose weight, take that 200 pounds that you weigh and multiply it by 9, and when you get your calories there, about 1,800 calories, you'll start to lose weight slightly. If you want to lose weight faster, multiply it by 8, multiply it by 7. The lower that number is, the lower calories you eat, the faster that you will lose weight. And so that's a really quick math example of how you can decide what season that you're in when it comes to your body composition. Maintenance, gaining, or losing. And so once you understand what season that you're in, understand that there's two games. So this is something that I wish somebody would have told me long, long ago that now I want to share with you, is that there's two games. The first game is getting to your goal, getting to your body weight, getting to what you think is the end game, right? That could be looking a certain way. It could be fitting in a certain pair of pants. It could be looking in the mirror and seeing abs. It could be weighing a certain number. It could be wearing a certain pant size. That's just the first game. Once you actually weigh the number you have in your head, once you actually look in the mirror and you see abs, you see muscles, then what? Then what? How does that help your life? How does that fit into your bigger plans? How does that fit into your financial goals? How does that fit into your family goals? And when you start to overlay your personal goals with your financial goals, with your family goals, then it starts to make a lot more sense. And you might actually adjust your personal goals because maybe it doesn't make sense. The amount of work, the amount of effort it takes to be 4% body fat and to weigh 250 pounds and to step on stage at the Olympia, like you aren't willing to put that effort in because you're gonna have to sacrifice your business. You're gonna have to sacrifice your family. But if you're able to be 7-8% body fat, have visible abs, go to the gym 4 or 5 times a week, have a good amount of muscle, and you're able to walk into a room and every single person notices you because, damn, this guy's jacked, this guy's ripped, right? How much confidence does that give you walking into that room that if it's a business setting, that you'll be able to close a deal or that you'll at least have the respect from your peers? Or when you wake up and you get out of bed and you walk to the bathroom and your wife looks at your ass and she's like, damn, you're looking good, dude. Like, does that personal goal, does it overlay to your financial goals? Does it overlay to your health goals? And that's really the most important thing to understand. And that's what actually gets you to sustain that progress you made with your health, with your body. Because who gives a shit if you're in shape for 6 weeks? Really, who cares? It doesn't matter. Because most people don't have that second game, and that's why they're only in shape for a short period of time. Because having abs, weighing a certain number, fitting into a certain pair of pants, it's fleeting. It goes away. It doesn't keep you going. What keeps you going is understanding how those goals overlay with the bigger goals. Your goals of impact, want to change the world through your business, through your family, through the work that you do. Because the only way you can do that is when you have a high-performance vehicle, which is your body. You take that and then you're able to use that high performance vehicle and put it towards your business, put it towards your family, put it towards changing this world. And so the same character traits that allow you to keep your health sustainable for a long period of time are the same character traits that help you run a healthy, profitable business, that allow you to have a healthy, long-lasting relationship. And so, is it the chicken or is it the egg? It doesn't freaking matter. As long as we eat, If you liked this video, smash that like button, subscribe to the channel, and tell me your thoughts. What do you think? Do you think that the habits come from your health and fitness, or do you think that you can get them from your business, you get them from your family, and then apply those character traits into your health and fitness? Tell me your thoughts. Like, subscribe to the channel. Let's go.